You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You guys start odds and ends with this every day. It's a good day.
So we'll probably be 80s again today, but then back to the 90s for Saturday, Sunday. So there you go. Nice. I think they talked about some sort of monsoon
system rolling in. Supposed to scrub the air, they keep talking about here on the big weather stations. They're scrubbing the air this weekend.
Well, we'll just hold our breath.
You should, because it's really smoky.
Right. So Gretchen was telling me about something. It's not new. It's been around for a couple of years, but it was new to me. And she goes, well, it's probably new to a lot of people. She goes, you guys should make it a segment on your show. So I don't know if it could be a full-blown segment later or not. But essentially what it is, it's, you know, certain things trigger you. And we talk about triggers. And when you think of something that triggers you, it usually has a negative connotation, right?
Right. You get fired up.
Yeah, I'm triggered by, you know, this particular person will just walk into the room like, you know, the person that you have a confrontation with at work. They seem to trigger you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She says there's an opposite of that now, and they're known as glimmers. And she used as an example the same thing. Must be very widespread because it's the same thing that you and I would have as glimmers. She said that's walking into an office supply store. Like you were talking about the back to school shopping, that when we see these things, they're like glimmers for us. And they're the opposite of the triggers. They're like, what they do is they affect your brain because they kind of signal to your brain either safety or comfort.
Sure, and good vibes, I would guess. And
they say it brings you back to a centered calmness. Think about that. So it's the exact opposite of a trigger, a glimmer. And I loved that. I've not heard it before.
That's cute.
But
it's such a social media type happy, happy little, you know, she's my glimmer. This is my glimmer girl, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I guess.
My glimmer baby.
But for me, I don't think it would ever be a person.
Steak. I just immediately thought of steak. You know? It's my glimmer steak.
You know, the foods that we eat or, you know, like we talked about the school supplies or office supplies. And
Ted Lasso
like that.
Gives me a bit of a glimmer.
Hey, there you go. It's a glimmer for you.
Yeah.
And in fact, we're catching up on that tonight. We're going to be two behind. So
we're two behind too. So we'll chat on Monday.
We'll talk.
We'll have a glimmer conversation again.
So I just thought that was really interesting, and I Googled it after she told me about it, and there are all sorts of articles written about it. So it's not just some, you know, pie in the sky thing. This is something that, you know, psychologists even talk about. Like, you got to find your glimmer. And it maybe is a weird thing to say.
It is. But it's a year. I mean, it's along the lines of like saying you're gratefuls or
I guess.
You know, something like that. Where now they do attach an Instagram phrase to it, and your brain's gushing out serotonin now.
But you know what? I'll tell you what. This is good for a Friday morning as we head into a weekend. We'll kind of challenge our listeners to, I don't know, maybe this weekend. Find your glimmer, you know, and maybe put a little bit more of that into your life.
There you go.
Rather than all the nasty triggers that you've got around you.
So start Ted Lasso, all right? Pro tip.